This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you along this afternoon. We've headed to Decatur and Watershed Restaurant to talk with Chef Scott Peacock, who has made his life's work and mission to carry on the Southern Foodways tradition. Chef, thank you so much for having us in. Oh,
thank you, John.
You grew up in Alabama, and what part of Alabama?
I grew up in the southeast corner of a little town called Hartford, Alabama. It's about 6 miles from the Florida line.
Was food a big part of your growing up years?
Food was a tremendous part of my growing up years. Absolutely. Eating and cooking and thinking about eating and cooking, I think that's one reason that Southern food is what it is because, I mean, so much of the work of the day was about growing food and harvesting food and putting up food, you know, and preparing it in the best way that you could. So, yeah, it was a tremendous part of my childhood. And really, without even realizing it, it informed the rest of my life.
In the late 80s, you had the great fortune of beginning a working friendship, if you will, with a woman that many consider the grand dame of Southern cuisine. How did you meet Edna Lewis?
Oh, I was very fortunate. I met her here in Atlanta, actually. I had just moved here fairly recently and was cooking for the governor of Georgia, and I was reading the paper in the governor's mansion kitchen one day and saw that Edna Lewis was coming to town as part of a Southern Food Festival that a food and wine organization was putting on. And I something said I should meet her inside. And so I did. I pursued her, and I went and met her. And she had a rather substantial impact on me just through meeting her. She was an extraordinary person, a tremendous presence, and there was such a bearing about her. And then I never would even imagine I would see her again. And as it turned out, the following year she came back, and that year someone called and said Edna Lewis is coming to town, needs an assistant, and would you like to be her assistant while she's in town? And I was, you know, when I quit jumping up and down and said yes, you know, that was the beginning. I didn't realize it, but of a really profound relationship, working and personal, and a very long, long friendship that really for me continues, you know, beyond her death.
We'd be quite honored if we could join you in the kitchen to cook up one of these recipes. What would you like to cook for us?
Well, I think we'll show you a little bit of chicken frying, but I'd love to make some biscuits for you.
Well, let's head in.
I think we'll start out over here where they're frying chicken. This is Laura.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And we're pan frying chicken for Tuesday night. Which is just, these are small chickens that we get, they're grown here in Georgia, and cut them up and soak them in salt water one night, and then buttermilk, and then they get drained out of that and rolled in just a little bit of flour, not much flour at all really. And then this is a special mixture of lard and sweet butter that has bits of country ham in it that gets simmered and then strained out, and then the chicken is pan fried. So, are you a biscuit maker, Mr. Lemley?
I never have made biscuits. In fact, I have tried many of my mother's and grandmother's recipes for different things over the years, but biscuits I've always shied away from.
Really? What was the best thing that your grandmother made?
I guess banana pudding had to be.
I love banana pudding. So this is actually just 5 cups of flour here, unbleached all-purpose flour.
Your biscuit recipe, is it based on your family or your work with Edna?
It's based very much on my work with Miss Lewis. There's no question it's largely inspired by that. And she introduced me to the whole joy of lard. I mean, it's like, and the beauty of lard, which has a sort of bad rap, but it's a really pretty fabulous fat. Especially if you have good lard, which I think I have some down here. This is this is a little bit by feel for me, but about 1/2 cup of lard. But then it always takes a little bit more. So I'll start with a nice nugget in there like that and work it and see. And just use your fingers. This whole 2 forks or knives I never quite understood. I mean, I think part of the joy of cooking is the contact and the relationship you have with the ingredients and just the joy of sort of seeing something change immediately and being a part of that change.
The lard is so much purer looking than I expected.
Oh, it is, and it really has no, if you smell it, I mean, it's not, it's very clean smelling. I mean, there's no...
Oh, there's really no smell at all.
Exactly. It's better for it to be a little too wet than to be too dry.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how this turns out. So here we go. We just flatten this out a little bit and then roll out. This is sort of important too. You don't want to roll back and forth. When you start rolling back and forth, you're essentially just kneading the dough. But I think like a really great biscuit, ideally, you know, I think has a good amount of crust on the top and the bottom.
So and it's very sort of gentle process. You're preserving the layers that it'll create naturally.
With the fat, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. I hope so, and developing just enough structure. And now I'm piercing with a fork all the way down to the surface that I've rolled it out on. And this helps steam come out. And it's also a traditional thing, just the marking. And I'm pretty fond of tradition and helps them rise a little more evenly. So it's pretty quick work, you can see. That's a great thing. I mean, I think biscuits are partly wonderful because they're so delicious, but also they're wonderful because they're so easy to put together and it hardly takes any time at all.
We'll see what happens.
People, they like to make fun of the sweet tooth of Southerners, but I think, well, there are a couple of things about that. I mean, I think too much of anything is not, you know, fabulous, but I think, you know, there were two ways of preserving food. One was with salt and one was with sugar. I mean, before refrigeration we're talking about here. So I think it's sort of natural that out of that you would develop this taste for sweet and salty that I think we hold on to. But also sugar used with discretion. I mean, that pinch of sugar that cooks always talk about, I mean, it's like salt, and it really does have a wonderful way of bringing out, you know, delicious flavors in food, so. But I love that combination of this, I mean, this ham biscuit. So we've got this salty, intensely flavored ham that's a Virginia ham, and then these homemade strawberry preserves, and with that crusty, you know, relatively neutral but slightly savory tasting biscuit, mm-hmm. has a little sharpness from the buttermilk, and I just think it's that great culmination of things, like crusty and tender and flaky and tangy and salty and sweet. I don't know what's missing there, you know.
Right.
South is a really large area, and geographically, and it's a lot of different types of geography, for that matter. I mean, you have coastal areas, you have the plains, you have the mountains, you know, and it encompasses a lot of different people and a lot of different cultures and all these different combinations. So it's almost like cooking something itself. You may have the same ingredients, but you combine them in different ways and cook them up, and you get different results. And I think that's one of the fascinating things about Southern food, is just this infinite variety and diversity that shows up. And I mean, one example I could give of that would be that I grew up in this, as I said, this tiny town called Hartford, Alabama. My father grew up in a neighboring town 6 miles away called Slocum. And the people in Slocum have this one particular way, and actually it's not even the whole town of Slocum, but this little community, very rural community, where my father grew up with his mother. It was a church community, really, had this very particular way of cooking their English peas, and they would cook them maybe with a bit of pork, and then they would roll out these thin dumplings and cook them with the peas and serve them up. And you really don't find that in Hartford 6 miles down the road. If you do, there's almost always some connection back to that church community. So I find that fascinating. There are millions of examples of those little idiosyncratic, you know, micro aspects to the food. And
in 2003, Knopf released a book titled The Gift of Southern Cooking, Recipes and Revelations from Two Great American Cooks. How did the two of you go about planning and developing the cookbook?
Well, it was fairly organic, really, because far before we ever planned on doing a book together, early in the friendship, we would spend time going through old cookbooks, and we would look at recipes and say, that sounds interesting, or we would be having a conversation, and we'd say, well, we should make something like that. So we would have these list of things that we wanted to cook together.
And we would then get together and spend several days on end just marketing and cooking and visiting and really getting to know each other and sort of exploring. I mean, for me, it was this whole new thing because I'd grown up in Alabama with this sort of narrow view of what Southern food was and really just sitting at my mother's table, which was really quite delicious and wonderful, but not really at all appreciating what my mother was doing or seeing that really as something worth celebrating or recording. And yeah, I thought it was just something good to eat, but I didn't really think of it as real cooking, you know, because it was so familiar to me. So Miss Lewis was wonderful that she showed that to me. I mean, she really showed me my own experience, and which was one of the greatest gifts that she ever gave to me. And I think, as you know, I wasn't even realizing it, but as she was showing me the value of grits and these common foods that, you know, and the refinement that could be found in them, I mean, she was really showing me, you know, the value of who I was, and that, you know, I didn't need to become someone else. I didn't need to go to Italy, which was where I was headed, you know, whenever we met. And I remember she said, I really felt like I'd had my hand slouched. She said, you know, I love Italian food too. And actually the two of us went to Italy together later. She said, but you should really learn about your own food before you go learning about somebody else's.
Scott Peacock is the executive chef at Watershed in Decatur and is co-author of the book, The Gift of Southern Cooking. Thank you so much for having us down and letting us enjoy some of the food too.
Oh, John, it's my pleasure.
For more information about Chef Peacock, Edna Lewis, their book, or Southern cooking in general, you can visit our website, wabe.org/citycafe.